Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa's John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and their National Science Foundation I-Corps Training Program, helping faculty, staff, and students make an impact with their innovations and research. More at iowajpec.org.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. There are a couple of major gift-giving holidays coming up in the next few weeks. You've probably heard about them. And as we look for safe ways to shop in the midst of the pandemic, we also need to think about what we can do to support our local economy, our local businesses, local artists, and other people who depend on the holiday season for a significant portion of their income. This hour, we're going to learn how businesses and others are adapting and how we can safely shop local 2020 style. Later in the hour, I'll talk with small business owners and Stacy Hupp Ballard of the Iowa Economic Development Authority. We also want to hear from you this hour. Tell us how your business is doing or how you're adapting. Or you can tell us about your favorite local business and how you shop there. Email talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. You can also tweet us at Iowa Public Radio or call 866-780-9100. My first guest today is Lisa Bates. She is Community Development Specialist at Iowa State University Extension and the head of the Iowa Retail Initiative. Hello, Lisa.
Hello, Charity. Thank you for having me today.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And of course, we all know that the introduction of online shopping was a huge game changer. It has meant that local businesses, local retailers have had to kind of reinvent themselves over the last couple of decades. But things have been getting a little bit better for local businesses. Let's go back to early 2020 before the pandemic struck. What were we seeing?
I think we're seeing a lot of support of local retail, especially when we think about how local retailers help to strengthen our local communities. They're really a part of our local community. They volunteer, they live there, they have families, and they're a big part of our quality of life at our community level.
And do you feel like, we've had these Shop Local campaigns for a long time. Do you feel like people are starting to recognize how important these local businesses are? Has that been driving, at least before the pandemic, a change in behavior?
Yeah, I think before the pandemic and even during the pandemic, people were starting to realize how important our local retail is, not only to our local community, but also to just make sure that we're supporting retail, and where we spend our dollars does have an impact on our own lives in our communities. And when we take a look at independent retailers, we really are looking at how much that they do for our communities, but also we're taking a look at how well they've been doing before the pandemic and how they've really helped the growth of our community.
So, of course, the pandemic really struck in a big way in March, and a lot of businesses closed down right off the bat. There was some relief given to small businesses. Give me an idea of how difficult this has been for small businesses in Iowa.
Yeah, I think the initial shutdown was incredibly difficult for small businesses and our independent retailers. You know, not being able to have their doors open to customers on a regular basis was detrimental, very unexpected, out of nowhere, little time to prepare and really to maybe change some of the ways that we do connect with our customers. So the amount of support that we were able to give our independent retailers was really important. I think we are still needing that support on an ongoing basis. I think this holiday season is really a make or break point for many of our independent retailers, and we really need to look at how we can continue that support, through this holiday season and ongoing.
And so many local businesses, of course, are run by a very small group of people, and they're vulnerable, too. I mean, the dangers of COVID are not just an economic threat to small businesses, but also to the individuals that are trying to keep these businesses going. I think that's something that kind of gets lost in the mix when we talk about the economic impact. But are you hearing from small business owners who really can't be the face of their business, can't be face-to-face with the public right now?
I think, they fortunately usually have family, some part-time or some full-time employees that can help be that face of their local independent retail. Their stores have had to change how they interact and are a part of that serving their customer base. So how do you do customer service when you can't always meet face-to-face? That's been an evolution that's, started, a while ago, but we've really seen that this has impacted independent retailer on a much faster basis because of COVID. So really looking at how not only they can provide that clean and safe shopping experience for their customers, but also for their employees. So it is one of those things that we want to make sure that not only customers feel safe, but also employees feel safe. And we also have to make sure that we promote that clean and safe shopping experience to our customers and to our employees, and making sure that everyone feels as safe as possible. But maybe we have to adapt some of our customer service. Maybe we have to do things like, show some of our things more in a virtual social media. Maybe we have to do some phone ordering if we don't have an online presence right now for shopping. Maybe we have to do curbside pickup. So those are a lot of adaptable things that we can do as a retailer. Many have done these things to reflect, the changes because of the pandemic. But I think there's still ways that we can make sure to have a safe shopping experience.
You mentioned the importance of the holiday season and how that may be a make or break moment for a lot of businesses right now. That's kind of how it is every year for a lot of small businesses. I mean, put the importance of this time of year in perspective for those of us who are not involved in running a small business.
Yeah, so it looks like about 20 to 30% of revenue is made during the holiday season for retail, and that includes our independent retailers. That's really important to make sure, the peak shopping seasons, really we need to make sure that we're putting our dollars where they mean the most in our communities, and that is in our local independent retailers. They really need our support right now. It's been a very difficult, year. And so this year is even more important to make sure that we make really great decisions of how we spend and where we spend our holiday gift money.
With the Iowa Retail Initiative, you support small businesses all the time, sharing resources and trying to help out in different ways. During the pandemic, have you had businesses coming to you with different needs?
Yeah, I think a lot of those needs, a lot of the needs stay the same. They've just been really heightened during the pandemic. Some of those needs have included, how do I connect with my customers in new ways? How might I build a stronger social media existence out there for my company and connect with my customers? At the community level, how do communities help support and foster that shopping experience, not only from individual stores, but, as a community as a whole?
What do you feel small businesses need right now, other than customers? Obviously, customers are a great thing, but there's a lot more going on. What is critical for small businesses during the next few months?
I think anything that we can do to make sure to support them with services and additional layers of those resources that are within the state. So whether you're talking about Iowa State University Extension and Outreach, maybe Main Street Iowa, the Shop Iowa, which I know you'll be talking about in a little bit, all of these different types of services that are out there for retailers to take advantage of, I encourage them to seek those resources out. I also believe that it may be very, very much needed to take a look at what other types of governmental support might be available as we look at how people do end up spending money over the holidays and how that's impacting our local community areas. But I really am excited today to, make sure to let people know, let customers know that this is a time to really explore what they have in their local retail districts and think about where they might, you know, find those special gifts for their loved ones this year.
We saw a couple really surprising things happen during the pandemic. I know that owners of bicycle shops found themselves overrun with demand. It was hard to even get their hands on bicycles to sell this summer. Are there any other surprises that you've become aware of?
I think all the surprises have really come from how people have explored social media as a way to browse their retailers before they may even go in or may even decide to shop. So I think that's interesting chain of events that even bricks and mortar stores, people are really enjoying to virtually window shop. So for those virtual platforms, they take a look at, you know, what does a store have? Could I interact with my retailer on a virtual platform where they take me on a tour and really look at the different merchandise? I can ask questions in that way. And then taking a look at how really, making sure the customer service is still there, making sure that we're able to expand our customer service offerings. We have appointment only times. We have that great curbside pickup. Again, the virtual window shopping with in-store pickups. I think there's just this, I find it exciting, the evolution that local retail has taken, even though it's been somewhat of a forced evolution because of COVID. I think there's just exciting avenues that will be ongoing even as we come to the end of hopefully our COVID pandemic in the near future.
Oh, interesting. It will be interesting to see what innovations continue. We are going to take a short break. With me, Lisa Bates. She is Community Development Specialist with Iowa State University Extension. She's also the head of the Iowa Retail Initiative. Coming up in just a moment, we're going to learn about shopiowa.com, and I'll talk with Stacy Hupp Ballard of the Iowa Economic Development Authority. We'd love to hear from you as well. If you're a small business owner, how has your business been doing? How have you been adjusting to the pandemic? What have you learned? We'd also love to hear about your favorite small business to shop at. You can tweet us at Iowa Public Radio. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org or call 866-780-9100. This is Talk of Iowa.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa's John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and their National Science Foundation iCORE training program, helping faculty, staff, and students make an impact with their innovations and research. More at iowajpec.org.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about shopping local 2020 style, how local businesses across the state of Iowa have adapted to the pandemic, how they're doing, the importance of the holiday season, and ways that Iowans can support these local businesses safely during this difficult time. You are welcome to join the conversation. Give us a call at 866-780-9100. Tweet us at Iowa Public Radio or send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. With me right now, Lisa Bates, Community Development Specialist with Iowa State University Extension and head of the Iowa Retail Initiative. Before we get to our next guest, I want to go to the phones. Lisa is on the line in Waukee. Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
Hi. Share your story.
Oh, hi, Charity. Thank you. My name is Lisa Bean, and I work with the Iowa Food Cooperative, and we're actually ideally suited for COVID because we're an online farmers market that represents over 100 producers in central Iowa, connecting them directly to customers through our online platform. And during COVID, we adapted by our home deliveries increased by 100%, went from 10 to 80 or 90. And we have curbside pickup now as well. And we have been really excited about helping to build a strong local food system with the platform that we have.
So, of course, a lot of farmers markets either stopped selling this summer or had to go online. There was an incredible amount of demand for local food. So in many ways, this has been kind of a revelation for you guys, it sounds like.
Yes. And we were able to keep people getting able to get local food, and we were really pleased to be able to perform that service for consumers and producers. Our central location is on Franklin Avenue in Des Moines, and we have 7 distribution sites. So we go to Ames, Indianola, Ankeny, West Des Moines, Osceola, and Albia. I might be forgetting one. Pleasant Hill, sorry. So, it's a well-oiled machine that moves thousands of products every other week, local food.
Well, that is great. Lisa, thank you so much for calling and sharing your story. And I'm sure that it's a great idea if you're interested in local foods to see what's going on in your community. Lisa Bates, this has been, as I mentioned earlier, with bicycle shops. Maybe Lisa, our caller, gives us another example of some of the surprising successes of the pandemic. We have learned some interesting things about demand and how to get products to people, haven't we?
Absolutely. I think local food, like you said earlier, and Lisa highlighted, you know, high demand for food, where we know our products are coming from, you know, understanding the whole supply chain of, you know, from the farmer to in our own house. I think, you know, that shows and highlights how local shopping is important to many people and how they understand, you know, the impact of their dollars spent across the whole chain and how they want to do that and how they want to impact. I think it's a great story. And I would love to share that story with other types of retailers just to understand, you know, how they can become sustainable in some of these new offerings for customer service.
I want to bring our next guest into the conversation now. Stacy Hutt-Ballard is Communications Director with the Iowa Economic Development Authority. And of course, when everything shifted online, that left a lot of small businesses in the dust without the resources that they needed to go online. The Iowa Economic Development Authority has been also trying to help along with the Iowa Retail Initiative. And that includes shopiowa.com, a new way to shop local in Iowa. Hello, Stacy.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And going back to the beginning of the pandemic, there was an economic impact survey done by the University of Northern Iowa that found that only 30% of small Iowa businesses had an online presence at the beginning of the pandemic. That's a really low number. Tell me more about the need here.
Well, first of all Iowa businesses have been hit so hard by the pandemic, but especially our small consumer-facing businesses, those businesses that are really the lifeblood of our communities, and they need our support. And one thing that we learned early on in the pandemic is that small businesses need an online sales presence to thrive. Shoppers are going online, and that expectation for digital sales isn't going away. And of course, we did see, as you mentioned, the results, Charity, from an economic impact survey conducted by UNI, you know, just the low numbers in terms of online sales presence. So we also knew that a lot of small businesses face barriers to setting up digital sales, like finding the time to do it, especially in a year like this. Costs might be an issue, expertise. And so what this does is cuts through those barriers for our small retailers in Iowa and lets them set up on a high quality professional website and showcase and sell their products at no charge for the first year.
Wow. Well, tell me more about how people can get involved in this with shopiowa.com, because I'm sure you had a lot of businesses say, oh, thank goodness.
Yes, absolutely. Well, it's very easy for small retailers to get set up on Shop Iowa. It's just going to the website shopiowa.com/sell. That's where they can register and check whether they meet the eligibility requirements. It's really open to those small brick and mortar businesses with some, again, eligibility requirements, as well as small businesses that with Iowa made products. That's a new addition recently as well. But at the site, you can find so many cool things. You can find clothes and books and toys. You know, it's season of gifts, of course. You can find bath products, gifts like koozies, and I saw wine stoppers on there. There's even virtual happy hour gift ideas, all sorts of cool things, coffee, sauces, spices, those sorts of things. And it's really, really easy for the consumer as well, for the shopper. You can go on there, and if you want to support a particular community, you can go on and find that community. You can also search by category of product. There's a category, for instance, called All Things Iowa. So if you want to send a gift of Iowa to somebody, you can find something there. I have found things personally there too. You can also shop by business there. So if there's a particular business that you're looking for, you can search for it at shopiowa.com.
Well, I was going to ask about... I was going to ask you about the communities because, you know, of course, I live in Iowa City, and there are there's an initiative already locally to try to connect people with local businesses. And, you know, of course, a lot of the businesses have their own websites. And I was thinking, well, OK, if I'm shopping at shopiowa.com, I may be supporting a business somewhere else in the state. But if I really want to focus on my community, I mean, that's great that you give people that opportunity as well. Although shopping anywhere in Iowa feels like a good idea as opposed to sending your business outside of the state, doesn't it?
Oh, it absolutely does. We actually partnered with a small business out of Marion called Member Marketplace, and they have these local e-commerce sites set up already and within communities to help the small businesses sell and online and help customers shop local online. And so essentially, once we identified this need at Iowa Economic Development Authority, we worked with the small business Member Marketplace in Marion, and we covered the cost of Shop Iowa through June 2021 and worked to get the site up and running. And it's just, it's a great resource using, you know, the services of an Iowa small business who already had similar platforms going in local communities.
Well, I can think of actually a number of times in recent years when a resource like this would have been something that I would have turned to not during a pandemic. What kind of a reaction are you getting from people?
We've had a great response to Shop Iowa. We launched this in early August with, you know, probably 100 products, perhaps more. But now, today, we have more than 1,600 products on Shop Iowa. There are more than 300 vendors and about 79 counties represented on the site. And our goal is to get up to all 99. Some businesses have had so much success that, you know, we have a cap on the number of products that they can display and sell. But the ones that have seen so much success with this, we've lifted that from 25 products to 50 products so that they can sell more. Again, I have purchased a couple of items on Shop Iowa. I bought a sweatshirt from a shop in Dyersville, a vintage Iowa State mug, Go Cyclones, from a shop in Ames. And it was so easy. The products arrived quickly. And it was, you know, it was just like anything else that you're used to. And, you know, again, small businesses have been very grateful to have this resource. You know, and again, I would just say, too, we've seen so many success stories of retailers in general using this challenging time to transform and meet customers where they are. And it's just fantastic to be able to contribute to that, support small businesses, allow them to compete in that larger online economy, and give Iowans a way to shop local without even leaving home.
Is there a particular kind of business that seems to be performing really well so far?
You know, I wouldn't know if there's a particular kind. Anecdotally, we've seen, you know, there's, you know, a couple of examples. There's a boutique out of Spencer called called Pressed. They're a boutique and a studio that offers kind of an, you know, experiential experience to customers in their brick and mortar store. They have a presence on there. They're an example that, you know, where they've had a lot of success. There's a clothing store in Mount Vernon called Bauman and Company. They've seen a lot of success too. So I just think it's, you know, anecdotally all over the board.
I've noticed just in the last week, I've seen things online about a couple of my favorite local opportunities for buying from local artists, you know, the different arts and crafts shows that pop up this time of year. I've noticed them going online, and, you know, it's wonderful that people have an opportunity to buy some of those things from local artists. Is that something that you can do with shopiowa.com as well? I mean, obviously, if stores sell these things, they can put these items up. But for local artisans, is there an opportunity there as well?
That's a really, really good question. It's something that, you know, we're evaluating all the time in terms of eligibility. Right now, you do have to verify that you're a business. You know, and again, we extended very recently to businesses with Iowa made products. Before that, it was brick and mortar stores. So, and there is, as you alluded to, kind of an arts and crafts section for shopiowa.com. So they're definitely a kind of a version of that going on Shop Iowa.
And of course, a lot of those local artists have been up on Etsy and selling in other ways for many years. So it's not like there aren't opportunities for that. I was just curious about that. We would love to hear from you.
Great question.
Your experiences with shopping local during this pandemic. If you own a small business that has adapted, we'd love to hear about some of the adaptations you've made, some of the things you've learned, and your struggles as well. Give us a call. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. You can tweet us at Iowa Public Radio. You can send email to talkofiowa@iowapublicradio.org. And Lisa, as you're listening to Stacy talk about the businesses interacting with shopiowa.com, you mentioned earlier some of the things you're excited about taking forward after the pandemic. What's going through your mind thinking about this initiative?
Well, I think this just, you know, Shop Iowa gives those retailers, like Stacy was talking about, many of our retail owners, they are everything in the store. So they have so many different, you know, expertise areas they have to control. They have to control and be the manager. They have to be their accountant. They have to be customer service. So, you know, they're usually so pulled on time. I think the platform like Shop Iowa just allows them to be able to experiment and experience how they can bring their store online and, you know, just have that be a part of their ability to reach customers. And the thing I really like about it is what you brought up, Charity, is that even though, you know, you may shop across the state, it's still shopping within Iowa's borders. And what a great way to help our Iowa economy and our small businesses within the state.
Well, Lisa, I know you've been helping small businesses go online and interface in this kind of way. Shipping has been a real challenge during the pandemic. I mean, we saw a tremendous slowdown in the U.S. Postal Service, and that, of course, can be frustrating for people if you've spent money and then your item doesn't come for a long time. Are there particular shipping challenges that you've been helping small businesses with?
Well, I know that the SBDC in Iowa has been having kind of a roadshow to help bricks and mortar companies not only think about packaging, how to package to make sure they get to you safely, and also, you know, through the mailing system as efficiently as possible, but also how to help photograph to put those images of your great products up on Shop Iowa or other social media platforms. So that's one way that I think has been really helpful to not only think about, you know, how we're going to mail it, but how we're going to mail it so it gets to the customer without any damage, that'll get through the system of the Postal Service or UPS or FedEx through that efficiently as possible.
Yeah. Stacy, do you have anything to add to that? Because I know that can be a real challenge.
Yes, it's a really, really good question. With regard to Shop Iowa, I think it's worth pointing out that you can choose to have items shipped directly, you know, to your front porch, or it's also possible to just make a purchase and go pick it up from a store. So that's another kind of workaround with the shipping question.
Oh, all right. And of course, if people have questions, I'm sure there are small business owners listening right now. Stacy, before I let you go again, how do small business owners get in touch with you to talk about being a part of this?
Yes, absolutely. So they can give me a call at IEDA. That number is 515-348-6245. Can also shoot me an email. It's Stacy, S-T-A-C-I dot Ballard, B-A-L-L-A-R-D at iowaeda.com.
All right. Well, Stacy, thank you so much for talking with us today and for doing so much to help out Iowa businesses.
Well, thank you so much. It was a pleasure.
Stacy Hupp Ballard, Communications Director with the Iowa Economic Development Authority. We've been talking about shopiowa.com. And Lisa Bates is going to stay with us, Community Development Specialist at Iowa State University Extension and head of the Iowa Retail Initiative. You are welcome to join the conversation as well. Tell us how things are going at your local business, how you've adapted, your successes, and also your challenges. You can also tell us about your favorite local business to shop at and give them a little plug during this holiday season. 866-780-9100 is the number to call. This is Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio.
Support for IPR and this podcast comes from the University of Iowa's John Papa John Entrepreneurial Center and their National Science Foundation I-Corps Training Program, helping faculty, staff, and students make an impact with their innovations and research. More at iowajpec.org.
It's Talk of Iowa from Iowa Public Radio. I'm Charity Nebbe. This hour, we're talking about shopping local 2020 style this holiday season, why it's so important to invest in our local businesses. We're also talking about how businesses have adapted during the pandemic. You're welcome to join the conversation, 866-780-9100. Tweet us at Iowa Public Radio or send email to talkofiowa at iowapublicradio.org. With me, Lisa Bates, Community Development Specialist at Iowa State University Extension and head of the Iowa Retail Initiative. And we got this email from Gregory. He says, our weekend Junk Warrior store in Clear Lake, which is an occasional store, is going to start something different so that folks feel more comfortable shopping during the pandemic. We're going to start taking private appointments. Since the store is open regularly, only on the second and third weekends of each month, there will be plenty of hours for people to call and come in privately for their gift and Christmas shopping. We'll be taking private shopping appointments for individuals or small groups up to 10 people during our closed hours. The store has only been open for 2 years and carries a unique selection of one-of-a-kind mid-century modern antiques and collectibles. People come from neighboring towns saying this is their favorite store. Gregory, thanks for sharing that. I hope you have a good holiday season. And Lisa, that's an interesting approach. One of my favorite small businesses, I looked up their hours online the other day and learned that I could shop there by appointment. Is that something that you're seeing a lot of small businesses trying?
Absolutely. And I think it's not only it does a great job at helping people feel safer and avoid crowds, but it brings exclusivity into that store. It really helps to promote that store's, you know, and engage with the customers on that one-on-one basis, give them that really catered to special experience within their stores. So it not only makes somebody feel safe, but it makes them feel really extra special.
All right. I'm sure that's something we may see stick around after the pandemic, even. I want to introduce a local business owner now. Kristen Roach is on the line with us, and she is the owner of Little Woods Herbals in Ames, a small shop that sells herbs, teas, and gifts. Hello, Kristen.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you.
Well, thank you so much for being here. And I didn't describe your store very well there. That was a pretty brief description. Tell us a little bit about it.
Sure. So kind of the thing that's most unique about what we do is we actually make all of our own tea and spice blends. But in addition to that, we also have over 450 culinary herbs and spices, loose leaf teas, and medicinal herbs. And so we're really a true apothecary, and normally, most of the time, we're a tea bar as well.
All right. And so a T-bar probably doesn't work great in a pandemic. How has the pandemic affected you?
Oh, you know, it's really been all over the place. Every day holds different challenges. But I got to say, kind of like the online farmers market that was on earlier, we were really uniquely, well, maybe not so uniquely, but we were set up pretty well for transitioning online because we started out online over 7 years ago and transitioned into being a brick and mortar. And then we also already had coming into this a tea subscription service.
So you already had a way to connect with your customers on a regular basis. That sounds like a great start. What are some of the things that you have been able to do as you shift that have worked well?
Yeah, it's been a really interesting mixed bag. So we're so proud and grateful for local collaborators. Really, it's not, some things we've initiated, but a lot of things have been others coming to us and asking us to participate. So like one of the local businesses here, We the Dreamers, they started putting together these local Main Street boxes early on back in March and April. And actually she's just launching a new one this week for kind of the holiday season. And it's featuring, you know, chocolates from Chocolaterie Stomp, candles from Oak Lane, things from, you know, Cook's Emporium or Nook and Nest, and just kind of she goes up and down Main Street and just gathers things together in these beautiful boxes. And kind of taken in a similar way, there was a box created by the Iowa State, Iowa State Papa John Center for Entrepreneurism. They normally have a Women Who Create conference each year, like a week of kind of featuring women. So this year they decided to push the whole thing online and they created these beautiful boxes that feature local women business owners who create their own products. And so we were featured in that box as well, which is also still available, which is really cool. I thought it was done because it was like a month or so ago. And no, it's still ongoing. They just submitted a new order from Orchai. So that was exciting.
Well, and you describe those things and they sound like things that, as I was talking earlier about the Made in Iowa section the All Things Iowa section on shopiowa.com. And those boxes sound like the thing I've been looking for to solve my gift giving needs for years.
Right. I know. That's the way I feel about it, too. And the really cool thing is you can pick them up locally, but you can also, I believe they're shipping them as well. And so for us, one of the things that we've seen is while we were all ready to start shipping, you know, or were already shipping right away, many of our neighbors were not. And so while they could facilitate easily, you know, getting online and pick up orders, they were really struggling with the shipping component because they would sell something and then realized they were actually losing money on the sale because the shipping cost wasn't what they were expecting. And so we actually started basically anyone downtown who wanted it, we would invite them into our store and kind of give them a shipping boot camp, like shipping 101, like, you know, where the price breaks are, what box sizes are advantageous for what weights and what shipping zones and things like that. And so we actually helped quite a few neighbors that way and helping them learn how to do their shipping. And in that same vein, another local business, local business owner, Mindy Bergstrom, who owns several businesses downtown like Cook's Emporium and Nook and Nest, she helped transition several businesses into their online shop. She actually went over, helped them transition their Square for Retail POS system into their Square for Retail online store and helped them, you know, make that transition too. So it's been really exciting to see how we've kind of all come together and our different skill sets to help each other get through this.
So is there anything that you've learned through this or something that you've discovered that you think you'll take with you when the pandemic is someday finally over?
So this is going to sound really funny, but honestly, that like tea and libraries are a match made in heaven.
I could have told you that. Really,
I know, right? I mean, how did I not know this? That is me to, sorry for the pun, but to a tea, literally. So I love books and tea in my library. So it started out with the Ames Public Library, and this is something we hope to really carry forward. We created tea party boxes for them for our own anniversary back in May. we did an online tea party, and we sent out these tea party box that were a bit of a local feature too in themselves, where we collected some things from other shops and put it along with our tea. And then we created this like online tea party experience for our anniversary. So then the Angel Book Library saw that and they asked if we could, they normally do an author tea fundraiser. And so they had us create these tea party boxes to send out to their patrons, or, you know, their library patrons. And so over 100 of these boxes went out, and they interviewed this author, and everybody had their tea together. It was so fun. And then we got a call from the Waukee Public Library, and we ended up putting together a Teasm 101 tea party box experience for them as well. And now we're talking to North Liberty about doing something in January. It's crazy. It's wonderful, honestly. I would have never thought of it on my own that, yeah, the direction of my business should be partnering with libraries to create an online tea/reading literary experience. But it's been beautiful. And so it's something we plan on carrying forward, and just like our online learning component in general, we've got a series of online videos and kind of like these tea party, teaism, apothecary at home experiences. And that's been really fun. And we'll continue to put effort in that even when we go back to being a full service tea bar.
Well, that is great. Kristen, thank you so much for sharing your insight as I drink a cup of tea right now.
Absolutely.
All right, and I hope things go well through the holiday season, and please stay safe.
Yes, thank you so much for having me.
Kristen Roach is the owner of Little Woods Herbal in Ames, a small shop that sells herbs, teas, and gifts. We'd love to hear from you as well. That we have this from Teresa. She says, a locally owned Iowa City store that I highly recommend is Design Ranch. They've adapted by promoting and selling well-designed office furniture for working at home. They're open by appointment. Gary, the proprietor, is friendly and happy to open up for browsing. They have a great selection of modern design furnishings and gifts. We've got Rosie on the line in Fairfield. Hi, Rosie.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Tell me a little bit about your story.
Oh, we're a family-owned store in Fairfield, Iowa, right on the town square. We've been in business for 18 years, and we sell a variety of wonderful products for the home and the home enthusiast. We have a full kitchen store. We have a beautiful savory and sweet pantry selection. We have gifts for children. We have a wonderful knitting wool and knitting accessories and just garden tools. And we sell seed saver seeds and local plants in the summer. And we're just kind of like a little mini department store.
And how have you been coping with the pandemic?
Well, we closed our doors for foot traffic on March 13th, and we thought very carefully and felt we wanted to stay really safe. So we thought of creative ways. So we really revved up an online website, which has been getting a lot of traffic. We're pretty excited about it. So many of our products are online, and if you need something that's not online, then people call in. And so we have the online shopping, and our local customers and distance customers can go on the website and order, and our local customers can just then come to the front window and pick up. And the other thing that we did, we had a wonderful carpenter friend make a Dutch door in the front window so people can come right to the front window, and without actually stepping inside the store, they can come to the window, and then we bring them whatever they would like to see, kind of like a little kiosk of sorts.
Yeah, so it sounds like you've come up with some creative ways to stay safe. And Rosie, we need to move on, but thank you so much for calling.
Good. Thank you so much.
And we need to get to our final business owner of the hour. Derica Williams is on the line from Dubuque. She is the co-owner of Mindset Nutrition in Dubuque. It's a community built around healthy, active lifestyles. Derica, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me. Thank you.
And I can imagine that's a really challenging kind of business to run in the midst of a pandemic. How have you guys adapted?
Definitely has been. We've just offered to deliver and deliver shakes and teas, and also offer curbside pickup for anyone who still wants to order. And then as far as workouts, just, you know, give workouts over the phone or through online and stuff like that, making it a lot smaller, groups of people who can come in and work out down at the club. Well, that's what I plan on doing in the future here.
Well, and you yourself have recovered from COVID. I mean, this has been a hard time. Tell me a little bit about that.
Yeah, basically, I didn't expect to get COVID. I don't think anyone does. It's just something that when it hits you, it's just kind of hard to believe. But it's hard because, you know, you can't do any business when you have COVID. You have to quarantine. You have to be away from your family. Mentally, it's hard to get your brain to wrap around the fact that you have something that people die from. And it's just it's pretty hard to try to pick the pieces back up afterwards. But I'll keep moving forward. And, you know, it makes me stronger as a person. And I feel like it can build me up better, because if I can get through COVID, I can get through anything.
Well, I'm glad that you are on the path to recovery. And, you know, in thinking about the months that we have remaining in this pandemic, you found some creative ways to connect with your customers. What do you think that you'll carry with you after the pandemic? What do you think you've learned?
I learned that we're going to change the name to the club to The Next Level Up. I've learned that when you go through something, when you have to be, being strong is what you have to be. You learn just how strong you can be, and that takes you to the next level in life. And I think that goes along with working out and choosing your health. You level up in a lot of ways, not just physically, but mentally and emotionally, and it prepares you for life. So I learned that, you know, when you go through something, you take it for what it is, and then you level up, and you learn from it, and you just get stronger.
Well, Derica, best of luck to you, and I hope things continue to go well and get a whole lot better soon.
Thank you so much.
Derica Williams is co-owner of Mindset Nutrition in Dubuque, and we still have with us Lisa Bates of Iowa State University Extension. And Lisa, with just about a minute left, I mean, there are retail stores that, of course, depend on a lot of business this time of year, and they can go online pretty easily. We know there are lots and lots of other businesses that depend on the boost that the holiday season gives them normally, and they're not going to get it in the same way. Of course, a lot of restaurants, for example, and other food establishments. What are you most worried about here in just the next few weeks?
Well, I think I'm worried that even though people say that they're really, they find in, you know, their local choices very important to them, we really have to get out and we have to support them, and we have to put our dollars in our local establishments to make sure that they're there for us as we move forward. There are many things that the retailers can do to meet us at where we're at and make sure that everything is safe. But we, in the end, we have to go and spend our dollars there to make sure that they survive.
Well, Lisa, thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you, Charity. I really appreciate it.
Lisa Bates, Community Development Specialist at Iowa State University Extension and head of the Iowa Retail Initiative. We've been talking about the importance of trying to shop local, investing in our local economies and our local businesses during this pandemic, this hour, and of course, doing that safely. We also talked about shopiowa.com, a new way to shop online in Iowa to support these local businesses, both in your community and around the state. And I do encourage you to connect with your local businesses. Make a phone call, look them up online to figure out ways that you can shop safely and locally during the holiday season. I'm Charity Nebbe. This is Talk of Iowa.